Boychuk to run the railroad. Norfolk Southern still dealing with the aftermath of a derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, where some 50 cars derailed and toxic smoke went over the town. News and analysis at townhall.com. American consumers were not feeling all that optimistic about the U.S. economy last month.
Consumers in the United States aren't feeling as confident this month. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, said its consumer confidence index is down over 4 points this month since January. It went from 110.9 to 106.7. The index is a way to measure Americans' assessment of economic conditions and its outlook for the next 6 months. Economists pay close attention to consumer confidence. Since consumer spending accounts for about 70% of American economic activity, the index was improving for 3 straight months before this decline. The drop comes as a bit of a surprise, since the economy has shown resilience into higher interest rates and inflation. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration due to ongoing wildfires in the state's panhandle. As of Tuesday evening, the Smokehouse Creek fire covered over 250,000 acres and was 0% contained. More at townhall.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
When it comes to liberal ideology, we're not just flattening the curve, we're stopping the spread. American Ground Radio, common sense radio for common sense people.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Frost.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Barr with Louis R. Abalone.
This is just further examples of how the government weaponizes our institutions against those who might be politically different, for example.
Okay.
And a judge in California now. This is very surprising. A judge in California threw out charges against two far-right political agitators.
Yes.
Back in 2017. Robert Rundo and Robert Bowman attended a pro-Donald Trump free speech rally.
In 2017?
In Berkeley.
Wow, Berkeley, California, okay.
And, of course, Antifa and related far-left groups decided, we got to shut this down.
Yeah.
So they
that
came...
That's really the method of the left, the far left especially. It's not just that they want to disagree with what you say. They want to physically force you to not be able to say it.
Well, they came prepared to do that. They brought weapons, pepper spray, fireworks, knives, homemade bombs.
Antifa brought this.
Yes.
Okay.
To shut down this pro-Donald Trump, what they were coining as a free speech rally in Berkeley back in 2017.
A California MAGA rally.
Absolutely.
All right.
Now, prosecutors in California decided, you know what? We need to go arrest these folks that were part of
this. The Antifa folks. We need to go arrest the people that brought the bombs, the knives and the baseball bats.
No. We're
not going to prosecute the person who brought the bomb.
Exactly.
Okay.
The prosecutors filed a motion with the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit had the right wingers or the free speech ralliers arrested and held pending without any appeal. No lower court in this order from the Ninth Circuit. These Robert Rundo and Robert Bowman were put in jail.
Wait, by the Ninth Circuit?
That's what the...
Can you name another case where the Ninth Circuit arrested someone? Not a grand jury, not a sheriff, not a police officer, not the FBI. The Ninth Circuit ordered someone arrested.
The prosecutors filed an emergency motion to the Ninth Circuit.
Why didn't they just get their own grand jury to do this?
And the order from the Ninth Circuit was for these two men to remain in custody pending resolution of the motion to stay, et cetera. No lower court. This was in the order from the court. No, the Ninth Circuit. No lower court may order his release absent further order of this court. Now,
wow.
Finally, these two men, they are having their day in court. And
yeah, because this is from 2017.
This is from...
Have these guys been in jail this whole time?
Yes.
Through COVID?
A judge in California threw out the charges against these two men, saying that the federal government engaged in selective prosecution by charging right-wing rioters, but not the far-left agitators like Antifa, who did this very same thing that these folks did. They fought back. And look, we're not excusing by any means these
two men
who fought back.
Well,
but they were attacked.
Yeah, see, that's part of the thing. I will defend somebody's right to defend themselves. If somebody else attacks you, you have the right to defend yourself. Now, if you're trying to start a brawl, that's not okay. But Antifa showed up at their rally, and Antifa brought homemade bombs. I'm kind of okay with you fighting back against that. Otherwise, people get blowed up, and I'm not in favor of people getting blowed up.
So in the case today, in the ruling from Judge Carney in California, which is very surprising, by the way,
this judge is down in San Diego, isn't he?
In the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California.
Oh, well, that's near Berkeley. Okay.
But nevertheless, he writes in his opinion, no individuals associated with the left who engaged in anti-far right speech and violently suppressed the protected speech of Trump supporters were charged with a federal crime in their part in starting riots at political events. That is textbook viewpoint discrimination. Most telling in this case is the government's silence as to why it never pursued a case against a single member of Antifa or related far left groups with respect to their violent conduct at pro-Trump events.
Because the government, the left-wing government here in the United States of America, the administrative state, the Ninth Circuit Court, the left-wing ideologues in California, they're actually in favor of beating up Trump supporters.
But this is selective prosecution.
Well, yes, but this is also anti-American. This is anti-First Amendment. This is anti the job of the government itself. This goes against the reason why governments were supposed to be formed in the first place. Governments are not there to secure the rights of people the government approves of. Governments are there to secure the rights of all people against the government and against other people who disagree with them.
But I think this is remarkable. You've got a California judge that is openly calling out the disparity between the selective prosecution of far-right agitators versus the kid gloves and the selective non-prosecution of these violent radical leftists. I think that's a move in the right direction.
But that's
no pun intended.
But that's one judge. The Ninth Circuit in bank needs to go back and condemn itself for its own behavior in this case. Again, name another case where the Ninth Circuit ordered two people to be arrested when it wasn't a lower court doing it. And to say that no lower court could put them out of jail and The Ninth Circuit engaged in viewpoint discrimination. Where is the Ninth Circuit condemning its own behavior in this? That's when I'll start to say this is amazing. We find there are a couple of conservative judges. There are a couple of judges in California who believe in the rule of law. They're a minority. They're a very small minority, but they're there.
But the larger issue here, and we've talked about it on the show before, is the weaponization of government, of our judicial system, of
the weaponization of the Ninth Circuit
or the agencies of our government against political adversaries. I think that poses a dire threat to the foundation of our Constitution, the American dream
of democracy, of representative government itself, the American experiment itself. You want to destroy the American experiment? You want to make that everybody in the American Revolution died in vain?
Well, no.
This is how you do that.
I think the idea of government weaponizing its agencies, its judicial system against political adversaries, I think would have been antithetical to the framers.
Yes.
Who they envisioned a nation where the rule of law prevailed over personal and political vendettas.
But it's not even go to the framers. Just go back to when we were kids. I may disagree with you. I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death to defend your right to say it. That was something we would say as kids in this country. Nobody says that now.
And there's a lack of respect for our institutions as a result.
And that's why the institutions are dying. It's time to rebuild this country on the same foundation it was built on in the first place. The respect for the rule of law and the right to speech. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson finally got a one-on-one meeting with President Biden after having requested a face-to-face meeting for months. It happened after a meeting with Johnson, the Vice President, Vice President Harris, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Notice how they're all Democrats. Johnson reiterated his demand that the president undo the border policies that have been at the center of his administration, which had led to the largest influx of illegal aliens in American history. The Democrats in the room were pressuring Johnson to pass spending bills for Ukraine, but Johnson said he insisted on dealing with the U.S. border first.
You know, Biden is just not going to go there. He's not going to do what needs to be done at the border, because that is not the agenda of this White House or the National Democratic Committee.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, hazmat team had to clear the residence of Donald Trump Jr. today after someone sent a threatening letter with white powder in it. Police say the initial tests were inconclusive, but they don't believe the powder was deadly. Mr. Trump posted a statement on social media saying, quote, "This is now the second time a demented leftist has mailed me a death threat with white powder. If this happened twice to a prominent Democrat, there would be hearings in Congress. But since my last name is Trump, the media will move on in a day. The hatred the left has for my family knows no bounds."
No, I've said before, I am genuinely concerned about his safety. I mean, look, whether you support him or you don't, you got to admit,
the left hates him enough to kill him.
Absolutely.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the hearing in a Georgia courtroom over whether or not D.A. Fannie Willis should be kicked off multiple cases dealing with her indictment of Donald Trump continued today. Willis is accused of having had an affair with a married attorney, Nathan Wade, before she hired him to be on the case going after Trump, which would be a violation of ethics and possibly the law in Georgia. Both Wade and Willis say their illicit affair started after Wade was hired by Willis, but not before. Today, however, Wade's law partner, Terrence Bradley, was ordered to testify by Judge Scott McAfee. Attorneys for Donald Trump and one of his co-defendants presented text messages written by Bradley that said the affair, quote, started when she left the DA's office and he was a judge in South Fulton. They met at the municipal court CLE conference. When questioned, Bradley said he was just speculating.
You know, both of them, they're dumber than dirt. I mean, they should have had their own legal defense. I mean, instead of doing what they did, which is perjure themselves.
It's a problem. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Tired of living in pain every day? Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping. You use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to RedRiverRange.com and find protection for your family. That's RedRiverRange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So Nathan Wade, attorney, you know, the whole Fannie Willis relationship. Nathan Wade, attorney, admitted.
Wade's attorney?
Yes.
Yes. So, by the way, this is the guy that says, one, it's his law partner, and two, it was his attorney in his divorce case.
And he
because Nathan Wade is not a prosecutor. Nathan Wade is a personal injury attorney. Anyway, go ahead.
And he admitted that both Wade and Willis began the relationship before Wade was hired.
Right.
And appointed as lead Trump prosecutor.
Terrence Williams? Is that the name of this attorney? I had it just a minute.
Let's see here.
Terrence Bradley.
Terrence Bradley.
Yeah.
Now take a listen. This is as he's being grilled by the prosecutor, who reminds him.
Well, that actually by the defense attorney. He's being grilled by Donald Trump's attorney.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Take a listen.
Do you also recall me asking you how they would react if they would attack me? And you said, no, they will deny it.
Your Honor, objection as to speculation as to how he thinks they will react.
I think it goes to the motivations of the witness overall.
And you told me that they will deny it.
Yeah, that's written in there, yes.
I just want one last opportunity. You're an officer of the court, correct?
I am.
And you're under oath today?
I am.
Is there any of your testimony from today or the previous days that you want to correct?
That I want to correct?
Yes.
No, I told you everything that I've answered everything that you asked.
That's an interesting question. So it's either a strategy by them to try and get him to admit he wasn't just speculating, but he actually knew, or Trump's attorneys actually have enough to prove that guy just lied under oath as well.
Absolutely.
And by proving that he lied under oath, can without a doubt prove Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade lied under oath.
Well, he admits on video that they would both Wade and Willis would deny the fact that they were having an affair prior to her hiring him prior to her him becoming part of the prosecution team.
Right. But here's what I also don't understand. Why isn't anybody saying, wait a minute, you had an affair with an employee. Isn't that against ethics? Isn't that against the bar? Isn't that against policy for the DA's office for Fulton County?
Well, that's more of a human resources issue, right? I mean, I don't think anyone's
people
alleging...
have been fired for less.
Well, yeah, of course.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, do you have any advice for me? My mama is getting remarried and she's in her 70s.
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. You know, there are a lot of folks that are in Gen X that are kind of at the situation where their kids are old enough to have started getting either married or divorced. Mm-hmm. And their parents are getting divorced or, you know, they've had a spouse that's passed away and they're getting right. remarried yeah. or something along those lines, right. too. So you can kind of see it on either end yeah. of this this equation. You guys have been through this.
We've been through it.
Oh yeah.
We've been through it. And in fact, just recently I was at one of the ball games. I was at in Ruston and I had a mom. I mean, it's somebody that it's in our lives and she's about to be 70 this year and she lost her husband, I would say 3 years ago and she met somebody or reacquainted herself with somebody at her 50th high school reunion.
Mm.
So they reconnected, they hit it off. He's a handsome devil. He's so good looking. She introduced him to me at the game. And then she said to me, you know, my kids are struggling. These are grown kids with children of their own. And she said, they're struggling with this. And she said, I don't understand. I mean, and I said, let me tell you this, because this is so true for me too. When Dad died, he was the light of our world. I mean, he was right. everything. And that's who we saw our mom with. So to see, I was a grown woman with grown children when she got remarried. And I told her, I said, Linda, I will say it just takes a little time because we're so protective of that love. I mean, all we saw was the other person on the other side of her kiss was Dad. On the other side of her hand was Dad. Mm-hmm. On the other side of her love was Dad. So to see her give affection, love, you know, holding hands with someone new is like, it takes you back no matter how old you are.
Mm.
My cousin's husband's going through this right now. And when it's somebody else, like when she told me who, I was like, I'm so happy for you. I'm so, you know, when you're on the outside, you're like, this is wonderful. Mm-hmm. This is what John would have wanted is for you to love again. This is what Dad would have wanted for Mom to love again, be like, and I said, but they will come around. They will see the way he treats you. They will see you having light in your life and fun, and they will grow to love him. Because for me, in our situation, I love Ralph. It took me a minute, as y'all know, for me to...
Maybe more than just one minute.
Maybe two.
Maybe 2 minutes.
A couple of minutes.
Yeah.
For me to recognize that just because he came in the picture doesn't take away from the love affair that she had with our father.
Right.
It doesn't take away from that love. It was a grand love, soulmate love. So she has she's been fortunate to have two great loves in her life. And it took me a little bit to get there because I was so... The little girl in me was so protective of.
It's a selfish love. It's a selfish yeah. love because you're thinking about yourself.
No question.
And so it's very hard for kids to get outside themselves, even as grown-ups, mm-hmm. and think of their mother, their father, in a selfless way because it's companionship that they want. It's a lonely world to be by yourself. And it's okay to love again. It's okay to have that
Absolutely.
Person in your life to enjoy. But those kids and those, it's because they're still grieving because mm-hmm. you don't ever get over the loss of your parent. They're still grieving.
Right.
And they just... And you're right. It's like they feel like it's going to take the place of that person that they love that died. And it's not.
And and the other thing is you're worried it's going to take time away. It's a selfish thing. You're worried because you're thinking, aren't we enough? And the grandkids, yeah. we keep you busy. You come. Are you still going to come to our stuff? Because Mom didn't for a while. You know, she was going through home grief. And that's one thing that Dad did love to do is come watch the sports with our children.
Right.
So it's the loss of different things that you're trying to deal with. So then to see her happy and content and, you know, I can't help but think that what they are thinking is, wait a minute, does she not miss him anymore? Does she not love him anymore? Is she, you know, is this guy going to take her away from us and our family functions? And it does change the dynamics when you're all together. The good thing about Ralph, speaking from our situation, Ralph doesn't mind us talking about our father. Now, if he was one of those that was, you know, hey, you know, that's, he's jealous, that would be hard for me.
Yeah.
But he asks questions. He'll say, yeah, somebody asked about your dad. And, you know, he's also a widow.
He's a widower.
Yeah, he's a widower. Yeah. So that does, you know, take the place.
So he's got a different understanding, too.
Right. And so, you know, I had a friend that before she passed away, she said, I don't want him to be with anybody else. I don't want. And I remember we laughed about it. And I thought, yeah, the earthly us, the human us, we're like, I don't want my, like, if I die, I want you to be miserable for the rest of your life. I want you to grieve for me. I want people to know you're sad every day. You know, it's kind of that thing. But the heavenly us, when we're in heaven, the idea of our spouse not feeling that love and not having that companionship would be sad. So I think the earthly us is jealous. The heavenly us, I think she got in heaven and she's like, oh my gosh, no, I'm going to orchestrate it so you can find someone else to love. Because there is that, you have to be able to take yourself outside of that earthly self and put yourself in heaven's side, on heaven's side, and think about that agape love.
Right.
And so I think that that's kind of where, you know, these, where we are as grown children, you're, it's a little bit like Kimberly said, selfish, but then as it goes on, you understand and recognize the beauty of everyone. There's enough room in your heart for everybody.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Turn that over to Kimberly Burleson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalon.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on contact. President Reagan once said, if we don't know what we did, we don't know who we are. American Ground Radio features an online store with something for everyone. What makes America great? You'll find out when you read the book, Bright Spots, Big Country. You can help your kids and grandkids learn who they are as Americans with the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, or listen to the educational CD, Freedom Rings. Shop today and go online at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
American Ground Radio, where we're following the science so closely, one day, science is gonna call the cops, or the CIA, or those other guys. Put them on the watch list.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Adam Smith's Invisible Hand is still...
It's one of the best movies ever, man. I watched The Invisible... When the first time I watched The Invisible Hand, I was like, oh, no, don't go in that room.
No.
Don't
come on.
The Invisible Hand's going to get you.
That's not what we're talking about. Adam Smith, Wealth of Nations, The Invisible Hand, the free market economy.
Yeah, okay.
Because a market economy eventually forces... all businesses, producers, to face reality if they want to stay in business, right?
You have to be providing a good or service that people actually want to pay you more for than it takes cost you to make it.
So
otherwise, you go out of business.
So take the electric vehicle industry.
All right.
Or niche of the automobile industry.
Okay.
Mercedes-Benz is now the latest manufacturer to announce... they've hit a snag in the transition from combustion engine vehicles to electric vehicles, yes.
Wait, Mercedes-Benz is now on the wrong side of history?
Well, apparently, because in 2021, they said they were getting ready to go all electric by the end of the decade.
But the problem is the technology doesn't fully work. There's a wide variety of problems with it. One, you're not as green as you think you are because of the mining for the rare earth minerals that you need for the battery. Two, the weight of the battery means the car actually physically weighs more. It becomes actually more dangerous on the highways to other cars. Three, that battery, if it gets wet, will explode, and you cannot put that fire out very easily at all. It will simply continue to reignite until it's completely burned up. Four, you can't charge the car in most places. You can't leave your town.
It's a bad idea, and Mercedes-Benz is not the only one that sees it. The Amazon-backed electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian, they are laying off 10% of their workforce because of poor financial results. Biden administration is scaling back. Now they're saying, you know, electric vehicles should only comprise 60% of all new car manufacturing by 2030.
But the problem is the Biden administration keeps trying to mess with that invisible hand. They're trying to create a very visible hand that props up this whole industry. But you're sending false information. Whenever the government subsidizes an industry, it lies to that industry because the price
artificially inflates the price.
The price gives information. The price tells you what people think it's worth and what people think it's worth to sell. When the government starts putting money into it, the government is lying to the market, and you get all of these wild fluctuations in the market that cause companies eventually to go out of business. They cause economic downturns.
Well, Ford was losing $36,000 per electric vehicle.
And that's with the government subsidies.
And they've abandoned a $12 billion manufacturing plan.
Why did Ford build a $12 billion manufacturing plan? Because the government was pouring subsidies into the electric vehicle market, and Ford read that lie as if it was the truth. This is the future. The government says this is the future. Let's spend $12 billion. So Ford has wasted $12 billion because the federal government has wasted far more than that lying to the electrical car market.
Toyota is the same. Apple today announced they are abandoning their plans for an electric vehicle.
And that's been worked for a decade. How much did Apple spend on their car?
And here's what's interesting. If you look at the stock prices of like Apple, and you look at Mercedes, for example, right after the announcements that they made,
that they're abandoning the electric market,
the stock prices went up.
Because they're no longer buying the lies that the Biden administration is telling the market with its subsidies.
And they're focusing on market demand rather than
what the customer actually wants.
Woke ideology.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
So there are a couple new polls out that spell more bad news for Joe Biden and good news for Donald Trump. And I'm not talking about the horse race polls, although those are pretty good for Trump right now, too. He's up 2.1% over Biden in the Real Clear Politics average of polls nationwide, and he's leading in all of the swing states. What I want to focus on, not those polls, I want to focus on two other polls that deal with the border issue.
Okay.
Monmouth University. Monmouth University, is that a right-wing?
No, of course not. Okay.
Yeah, they released a poll about the border this week. 84% of Americans see the, quote, issue of illegal immigration, they use the phrase illegal immigration, as a serious problem for the United States. 84%.
Now, there's a lot of people that will hear that number and go, well, that must be an anomaly. I mean, it can't be. 84% of Americans can't agree on the color of the sky.
Well, 61% see it as a very serious problem. So the majority of the people who see it as a problem see it as a very serious problem.
But that number, 84%, it's not an anomaly.
No.
There have been several other polls that are
in
very,
similar range.
Very similar.
But this is the highest it's ever been in the history of this Monmouth poll. All right? They also asked, do you favor or oppose building a border wall?
Oh, no. I mean, only racists would say yes.
53%. Say they are in favor of a border wall. That's the first time it's ever been a majority.
So you're saying more Americans than not are racist?
No, I'm saying more Americans now want a border wall than when Donald Trump first proposed it in 2015.
I understand, but the left says if you're building walls,
it's racist
because you're discriminating against brown-skinned human beings.
How about, do you support the policy that anyone applying for asylum at the southern border should have to remain in Mexico? 61% said, yep, if you're applying for asylum at the border, you have to remain in Mexico. 61%.
You know, all these polls seem to align almost perfectly.
It's weird.
With Trump's policies during his first term.
Well, who campaigned on the idea of building a wall?
That would be Donald Trump. Yeah.
Who came up with the idea of remain in Mexico?
And that was Donald Trump as well.
Yeah, see, the problem for Biden is that voters are choosing not only the solutions that Donald Trump is proposing to do in his second term, they're choosing the actual solutions he started doing in his first.
I understand, but Biden undid every solution Trump did in his first term.
That's right.
Every plan, policy, initiative that he had for the border, Biden undid it on his very first day in office, and I think
large majorities of Americans are saying that was a huge mistake. Not just a mistake, that was a massive mistake. You've got to do what Trump wants us to do. And that's catastrophic for Biden's campaign.
Because they can't embrace that. They can't close to that.
Now, this was only going to be a problem for the Biden campaign if people actually care about the border problem. That's the only way this is a problem. If people like, you know what, Joe Biden's doing the wrong thing on the border, I don't really care about the border.
It doesn't affect me.
Okay. Which leads me to the second poll out this week that's a huge problem for Joe Biden. Gallup. Gallup, a right-leaning organ?
No.
Okay. Gallup asked people, what do you think is the most important problem facing this country today? Number one, immigration. For the first time since 2019, immigration is the biggest issue facing America. According to Gallup's poll, 28% of people said it's the biggest issue. All right, so what other problems have people concerned? Number two, government. 20% of people say, well, it's government's the problem. Well, that's not good if you're the one running the government, right? You're now up to 48% of people disagreeing with you. Number three, saying you're the biggest problem. Number three, the economy in general. 12% of people say the economy in general is the biggest problem. So much for touting Bidenomics.
And inflation.
That's number four on the list. 11%. Biden inflation. All right, so let's add this up. Let's add this up. You've got 28% plus 20%. That's 48%. Plus another 12, 60. So that's 60. Plus another 11. So 71. 71% of the people are saying you're the biggest problem facing America today. Nothing else, by the way, in the poll hit double digits.
And you know who this has been the most surprising turn in terms of demographics? Black voters are abandoning Democrat policies, Democrat candidates, and Joe Biden.
71% of Americans are saying Joe Biden is the biggest problem facing this country. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. You go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
President Reagan once said, if we don't know what we did, we don't know who we are. American Ground Radio features an online store with something for everyone. What makes America great? You'll find out when you read the book, Bright Spots, Big Country. You can help your kids and grandkids learn who they are as Americans with the Conservative Kid Growth Kit. Or listen to the educational CD, Freedom Rings. Shop today and go online at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
Whether you live out in the open range or in the big city, your gun is a part of your life. You're a law-abiding citizen who lives by the Second Amendment.
Gun is as good or as bad as the man using it.
No matter where you call home, you'll find the best selection for guns and accessories at RedRiverRange.com. RedRiverRange.com carries only the best brands of firearms, featuring handguns, rifles, shotguns, optics, and accessories. And RedRiverRange.com has selected products offered at a discounted price. Go to RedRiverRange.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hi, I'm Lewis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
The largest drop in Democrat Party support, especially for Joe Biden, is among black voters under 34.
Yeah.
Only 60% of black voters under 34 support Joe Biden. And it's not just the young voters, that is, because the Biden administration has really neglected, I mean, for all intents and purposes, black voter concern since he was inaugurated.
Yeah.
I mean, he's championed the rights and the interests of other groups of Americans, some illegal immigrants to this country, not to mention the LGBTQ community. I think even Ukraine has gotten more attention from the Biden administration than black voters have.
I think that's real. Look, there are community centers that have been shut down in Boston that were serving mostly black neighborhoods so they could house illegal aliens. You've had veterans kicked out of hotels so you can house illegal aliens. You've had community centers in parts of Chicago shut down so you can house illegal aliens. And there are a lot of black voters in this country that are going, well, why are we taking care of people that just got here when you aren't willing to do anything for us?
Well, yeah. And so when you talked about that Gallup poll in the last segment where you said, 71% of Americans believe that it's the Biden administration that is really the issue.
When you look at the top four things they're concerned about, immigration, government, the economy in general, and inflation, all four of those things are Joe Biden's fault.
And then you mentioned that the Monmouth poll,
mm-hmm.
84%
of people say the border is a serious problem.
And you said that was the highest
it's ever been.
I think one of the reasons that it is that African-American voters mm-hmm. in droves
are seeing the problem,
are leaving the Democrat Party.
They're starting to say, you know what? Donald Trump was right about some stuff.
And maybe they're realizing that the lies that they have been told mm-hmm. about Republicans mm-hmm. or what it means to be conservative
mm-hmm.
have been lies.
They've been lies.
They finally come to that point because they see the effects of what Biden's policies have wreaked on all Americans.
Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. My future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Don't look now, but Dr. Phil is sounding more and more like a conservative these days.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, and I think
you're listening. You're watching Dr. Phil?
Well, Dr. Phil, or you know Dr. Phil, discovered by Oprah Winfrey, whose endorsement of Barack Obama back in 2008 was a big reason why Barack Obama eventually became president. Remember that? Like Oprah gave him an endorsement and all of a sudden.
I remember Oprah giving him an endorsement. Dr. Phil did as well?
No, Dr. Phil did not.
Okay.
It was Oprah's endorsement, but Oprah is the one who discovered Dr. Phil.
Okay.
And she's the one who gave him his own TV show.
I mean, I don't have anything against Dr. Phil.
All right. Well, his show was very successful until the end of last year. He's now got a new book coming out, and he's doing all the talk show circuit, and that's given him the opportunity to say truthful things to some groups of people who don't always like hearing truthful things.
Well, that's generally what counselors and
psychologists
psychiatrists as well
yeah.
will do.
For instance, let's just talk about the hosts of The View. Dr. Phil was on The View this week talking about the suicide crisis among young people, the mental health crisis among young people, and he related it back to the COVID lockdowns. Take a listen.
And the same agencies that knew that are the agencies that shut down the schools for 2 years. Who does that? Who takes away the support system for these children? Who takes them away and shuts it down? And by the way, when they shut it down, they stopped the mandated reporters from being able to see children that were being abused and sexually molested, and in fact sent them home and abandoned them to their abusers with no way to watch, and referrals dropped 50% to 60%. So
there was also a pandemic going on, and they were trying to save
children's
lives.
They were trying to save kids' lives. Remember, we know a lot of folks who died during this, so it wasn't, people weren't laying around eating bond, but well, you know what, we're lucky, maybe we're lucky they didn't, because we kept them out of the places that they could be sick, because no one wanted to believe we had an issue.
Are you saying no school children died of COVID?
I'm saying it was the safest group, they were the less vulnerable group, and they suffered and will suffer more from the mismanagement of COVID than they will from the exposure to COVID. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
That took a lot of courage for the folks in that audience.
Did you hear him clapping?
I did.
But he's right, though. Statistically speaking, like we just looking at the number of school-age kids who died from COVID, statistically speaking, not significantly different from zero.
No, okay. And no one looked at any of that at the time.
No, but they knew it. They
should have known it.
We knew in February of 2020, before all the lockdowns happened, we knew in February 2020, the population that was getting sick the most, the population that was dying the most, was the elderly. There weren't any reported cases of COVID of anybody under the age of 25 when the lockdowns happened. We knew this at the time. Look, Dr. Phil's been on Jesse Waters last week. He was denouncing the tyranny of the fringe as being the heart of most of our problems in America today. He says most of the people in America don't want to have or don't have an enemy, so they're not as focused on that, as organized as these radical fringes. He was on Joe Rogan denouncing the ideology behind Black Lives Matter. He said the people that were yelling defund the police weren't speaking for the people they were protecting in those neighborhoods.
No, I think this is a bright spot that Dr. Phil is speaking out.
Because the left is going to, look, the left's quickly going to turn on him. But before they do, he may be able to speak some sense into people who used to watch his show, but tended to follow Oprah's politics.
I'm sure the View hosts were not persuaded by any means.
And they may not ask him back. But he's welcome on this show anytime. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Whether you live out in the open range or in the big city, your gun is a part of your life. You're a law-abiding citizen who lives by the Second Amendment.
Gun is as good or as bad as the man using it.
No matter where you call home, you'll find the best selection for guns and accessories at RedRiverRange.com. RedRiverRange.com carries only the best brands of firearms, featuring handguns, rifles, shotguns, optics, and accessories. And RedRiverRange.com has selected products offered at a discounted price. Go to RedRiverRange.com. MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. You go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. Al, by listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
This did not end well. You know, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Republican, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, she apparently was communicating with a trans representative there in the state legislature.
Yeah.
You know, he was addressing her as the chair in the chamber.
Wait, the Lieutenant Governor was addressing the trans legislator was addressing Governor Winsome Sears.
They were communicating. They were conversing.
Okay.
Well, and it just didn't end up well because the Lieutenant Governor called him her. What, you take a listen.
Senator May stated, Madam President, how many votes would it take to pass this bill with the emergency clause?
That would be 4/5, Senator.
And what would be the exact number for that, Madam President?
Yes, sir, that would be 32. The question is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor?
Did you catch that? She called him.
Yeah. Sir.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be polite, trying to be nice.
Now, he's dressed, he's presenting as a woman.
Okay.
And I guess it slipped, and she called him a sir, and he stormed out of the chamber.
Okay.